Hey everyone, this is Chris Keys for Premier Guitar. I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee at the War Memorial Auditorium with Tony. Tony from Pierce the Veil. Tony, how you doing?
Good, good.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us about your setup here.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And let's dive right into it. I see a whole batch of ESPs here, man. Which one's number one?
Well, I'll start with one of my older ones. It's this Viper. It's one of the first ones I got from them. And the paint job, it's actually a vinyl. My buddy works for a car wrapping company. They do vinyl wraps on cars. And he used his machine to die cut this for me. And that's how he kind of got that pattern. And as you can see, I dropped the neck pickup and just set it up to single pickup. And this was kind of the inspiration for my signature model and other customs that came after that.
Have you always been, I know obviously a thing that's really reminiscent of the Viper design is obviously SG, so did you start maybe at SGs, or have you always kind of been with the Viper?
Yeah, before I started playing for ESP, the guitars I had was a pair of Gibson SGs.
All right.
So, yeah.
And so what do you like about what ESP does with this body style and the setup?
I like that ESP, they have a thicker body than an actual SG.
Okay.
So there's a little more weight to it. It's kind of, I always felt like they're almost in between a Les Paul and an SG, they're not super heavy, but they've got a little weight. And I also like the way they cut the neck back here. There's no joint in your way, so you can get to the high notes really
full access,
easy.
Yeah.
And they're also 24 fret, which is kind of nice, just having that range.
And here's a really dumb question, but I'll ask it. Is when you put that the layering on there, did you notice anything tonally that you heard?
I didn't notice anything.
Yeah.
I've always wondered that because I've had guitars that I've slapped stickers all over.
Yeah.
I think at one point we tried to A-B one. We recorded it before we put stickers on it and covered it, and we didn't really notice anything.
Yeah. So. And especially when you guys are probably playing at such high volume.
Yeah, I think in a live situation, it's probably not going to hurt it too bad.
Yeah, right? It looks bitching though, so
thank you.
Kudos. But let's see the rest of these guys.
There's that one. Then the first custom I got from ESP was this one. So this one they actually painted for me. They made it with just one pickup. I also made it string through. I wanted it to be as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Through the jack plate on the front, because I have a habit of hitting the bottom of my guitar on risers and things like that. So I'd break jacks. So put it on the face of the guitar. And yeah, I also switched to maple fretboard. And honestly, I did it for cosmetics. I wasn't sure how it was going to sound. I just wanted to see what it looked like.
Was there anything that you noticed now that you have switched and played on it?
One was a little brighter. It ended up being one of the main guitars we used on our most recent record. We had it sent to the studio as soon as it was done, just because I was so excited to see it. And Vic and I both kind of swapped back and forth using this for a lot of the stuff on the record. So
right on.
Came out awesome.
And I know spec. For a while they're using EMGs, it looks like you're using Duncans now, at least on that one.
Yeah, the pickup that I have in the bridge of every guitar is a Seymour Duncan JB. And yeah, a lot of them have one pickup. Eventually I had one more guitar sent out that was this one with a Jazz up here, just because I realized I didn't have any guitars with neck pickups and I didn't get one, so they sent me this one. Just more classic look, just gold and black. And yeah, and then eventually we made this one right here, which is my actual signature model. It's an LTD version. It's a green and black design. I used to have a guitar that I broke that was this colorway. Mm-hmm. So when Sam Ash approached us about doing a collab, they wanted the green one. So I was like, all right, let's do it. And it's the same as that white one, string through body, single pickup. I think maybe eventually if there's a demand for it, I might do the white version someday.
And so this was the actual one, like a similar
color. Was released and you can go buy this one. It was a Sam Ash exclusive. I think they sold out online, but there's still some in stores.
Gotcha. And what do you like, just going back to the pickup, what do you like about with the JB and the bridge versus, with the 85s or the 81s?
I like the JB. Mostly the reason I went for it was because it still has enough gain. It's a pretty high output pickup,
mm-hmm.
but I can still get cleans out of it pretty easily. And with my rig, when we show you that part, for my cleans, I've always just rolled off volume.
Yeah.
So with that pickup, there's enough, headroom to get both to clean it up. And, with the 81, it was kind of harder to get a clean tone out of it doing that. So.
Understandable. And what about strings are you using, strings on all these guys?
all the guitars have Ernie Ball skinny top, heavy bottoms on them. So, yeah.
Kind of best of both worlds.
Yeah, it works. A lot of our stuff is either half step down or a half step drop C sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And so those strings kind of handle all of it.
Cool. And what about these last two here? Are these just backups? Anything special about these two guys?
Yeah, this is just a backup. It's the same kind of, same as that other one. My friend put the vinyl wrap on it. And
Star Wars fan.
Star Wars fans was another droid in that one. But yeah, this one's just a backup. And then the last one we have in here is the baritone, which I actually just got right before this tour. It still has the EMG in it, but it's not active. It's just kind of holding the spot right now.
Have you, just got it, or did you guys have baritone on previous recordings, or is this something you're going to play around and maybe
get
inspired?
We've used baritone on the records, okay. And up until now I was kind of hesitant to try and play one. I would just get thicker strings on the regular guitars, yeah. and tune it down to B. But yeah, they had this one sent out to me and fell in love with it, so now I just play this for all of our baritone stuff.
Cool. What songs would you like specifically for baritone tracks?
The main two tracks on this set are King for a Day, the last track that we play. It was our collab with Kellen Quinn from Sleeping with Sirens. All right. So that one's tuned down to B, and also a song called Floral and Fading off the new record is also tuned down to B. It's kind of a more slow song, but it's still got that like heavy, gotcha. Low guitar in it.
And talking specifically about playing the baritone, I mean, you can see the next lineup fairly close, but do you feel like there's like a little learning curve to get
at
used to
that? At
first
it was weird. You know, if I wasn't looking at the frets at first, you know, you'd realize
like a dud.
You could go up a little bit more. But now that I'm used to it, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like being ready to play a different instrument almost. You kind of have to look at it that way. And yeah. Since I'm playing those songs every time, I'm used to it now.
Cool. And I assume the acoustic behind you is yours?
Oh, yeah. It's Martin. We have one acoustic song that we started doing on this tour. This is the first time we've done that. Usually when we do acoustic stuff, it was just Vic, so I picked up this Martin to bring out on this run.
What song are you guys doing?
We're doing a song called Kissing in Cars, and it's a song that was actually not even written for any of our records. It was a song that one of Jaime's best friends was getting married, and his buddy asked him to write a song for his wife. So his friend like wrote down all these things that they, you know, kind of turned into lyrics, and Vic and Jaime made this song as like a wedding gift for them. And
that's way better than the gift card.
Yeah,
or something
and so it was supposed to just be for them, and eventually somehow it ended up on the internet and got leaked, and then it ended up being one of our more popular acoustic songs. So now we're playing it on this tour. It's actually the first time we've played it on tour before.
That's a cool live form of a song taking place and starting, and now you guys are performing it.
Yeah.
So let's move over to the next section, which is going to be amps, but it looks like Kemper time.
Cool, yeah. So in the rack, I'm using a Kemper. Where my profile came from is this Marshall head that one of our friends modded for me. It's a 1971 Marshall Super Lead. And
what kind of stuff did you have do it?
He has his own like kind of circuit that he puts in there that he doesn't want anyone to know about. He'll like scratch off the, you know, whatever like writing's on them, he'll paint them black so that no one can find out. But the main things he does is he adds another gain stage, so there's another tube in there in the preamp section.
Okay.
He also adds a resonance knob to the back of it. He does something where he tells me it basically bypasses the low end around the gain stage so that your low end's still kind of cleaner, so it doesn't get muddy or distorted. And we've messed around with other stuff too. At one point I tried adding another gain stage to it and it was way too heavy, but he did it for me anyway, so we took it back out. Like, it was just super loud.
Do you ever use a resonance, or if so, like, what is that, where's that come into play?
I like the resonance a lot, because when you're doing like a chunky low kind of palm mute or whatever, it kind of brings that woof to life or whatever. And so the resonance definitely comes in handy. And what we did was we profiled this head, because it's my baby, into the Kemper. And that's my main tone. And now that way when we travel overseas, or you know, when we're moving around a lot, it's a lot easier to just have everything in one unit and not have to worry about tubes or things dying like that.
And then we still have this guy. Do you still record with that guy?
Yeah, we still keep this guy around for the records and stuff like that. But it's just a lot easier to just use the profile and kind of keep things simple that way.
I imagine so. And you mentioned earlier, and I've seen in previous interviews, that when you lay your clean tones, you would just lay off the volume. Is that something you're still doing, or do you have another patch in there?
Yeah, we did the exact same thing. We have the volume hooked up directly to the Kemper for foot switch or whatever. And I roll off the same way, and it reacts the same way that this head used to when I rolled off volume before. So instead of having all my pedals and all of that stuff there, it's all through this one unit. And I kind of set it up the same way that I would my pedal board. Instead of doing scenes or sequences, I have every song mapped out so that my tempos and delays and all that stuff are, you know, synced up perfectly.
It's already in, yeah.
but it's still set up with, you know, actual pedals, because that's kind of just what I was used to.
Yeah, seeing, you only had a few that I remember.
Yeah, so I have a phaser in there, and it's, you know, we modeled it after a Phase 90. That's what I use on the board.
Yep.
A reverb, we just found like a nice hall reverb that was built in there, and a good delay. And then, yeah, like I said, delays are all pre-tapped out when I switch to each song. We also have a fuzz that's modeled after a pedal called the Hoof.
Earthquaker.
Yeah, and so that pedal sounds awesome. That's what we used to record Floral and Fading. That tone was what inspired that entire song, like that, the way it sounded. And so we have that in there too.
What do you like about the phaser? I know that that you, at least the pictures of the videos that I saw back in the day, were that you're using like the Phase 90, that the EVH one versus the MXR.
Yeah, I had the EVH 90. One for a while. I ended up switching back to the standard one because I wasn't really using the switch on the EVH one anyway, so I just went back to the standard orange one. But yeah, we use it a lot for, like, anytime we do weird leads and stuff like that, it just kind of brings it to life. It gives it that kind of, I don't know, it just, that swell just kind of makes it sound so much cooler. So we just throw it on in a lot of random parts. And yeah, but other than that, it's a pretty simple board, not a whole lot of effects going on here.
Right on. And that, I probably imagine that one's just a backup?
Yeah, I have my backup, and one of them is actually a powered version so that when I go home and into the jam room, I can set that straight on top of a cab and plug in.
All right, on.
Yeah.
And what are you doing for, like, live sound? Are you guys going direct? Are you going in-ears, or do you have cabs?
I'm running straight into our monitor board, and I'm direct to my ears, so there's no cabs or no anything on stage, which also is great for our sound guy because he doesn't have to worry about my stage volume.
Yeah, does that mess with you guys, being a band that I'm sure back in, you know, years ago, you guys had cabs and amps and everything, you could feel everything, and, you know?
For the most part, for stuff that we feel, we run like bass and kick and snare through the side fills to kind of fill all that up. But the ears that we have, they sound so good nowadays, and we've gotten so used to them that it's all there for me. I'm used to that, so it doesn't bother me that there's nothing on stage. I guess if my ears do break or anything when I'm on stage, then I'll be in trouble.
You'll be thrown off.
But yeah, but so far it's been great, you know?
Cool, man. I think we got it pretty much knocked out here. Pretty streamlined rig.
Cool.
But I appreciate you taking the time, Tony.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Premier Guitar, Chris Keys, another Rig Rundown.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.